As if fighting disinformation wasn't hard enough, there's a language gap too. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook and other social media companies get plenty of criticism for allowing too much disinformation on their platforms, especially when it comes to elections, pandemic misinformation, and untruths about COVID-19 vaccines. Now, critics say even as the platforms are taking some steps toward cracking down, there's a huge hole in their already spotty enforcement. Not all of this disinformation is in English. There are more than 40 million Spanish speakers in the U.S., and critics say they've been targeted with disinformation campaigns since the 2020 election and beyond. Rachel Miro of KQED reports.
Think Facebook is failing with disinformation in English? You won't believe what's happening in Spanish. So says a campaign called Ya Basta Facebook, or Enough Already. A coalition of advocacy groups say Facebook's efforts to scrub Spanish language content of political and health-related disinformation are underwhelming. Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas of Los Angeles says this issue is as personal to him as family.
My mother-in-law is saying, is it true that they're some kind of electronic thing that they're going to put in your body?
The fallacy that a microchip comes with the COVID-19 vaccine has spread all over the internet. But Cardenas says Facebook has the money to do more, so it should do more. Facebook and its popular platforms Instagram and WhatsApp reach 3.3 billion users monthly.
It should not be left to the not-for-profits and to the community at large to do the job that Facebook admits that they actually do in English.
According to one study by the human rights nonprofit Avaaz, Facebook flags just 29% of misinformation in Spanish compared to 70% of comparable material in English.
And I'm not saying that they do a good job in English, but the job that they're doing in Spanish and another language is almost non-existent by comparison.
But Facebook and other Silicon Valley companies treat a lot of their data as proprietary intellectual property, and that makes it difficult to monitor what's really going on from outside the companies, says Ivan Sigal. He heads Global Voices, a citizen media network that operates in about 40 languages.
The problem is that we do not know as outsiders, and it's very hard for us to offer meaningful feedback because of the opacity of their process.
A spokeswoman for Facebook wrote that the company is taking aggressive human and automated steps to fight COVID-19 misinformation in dozens of languages. She says the company has removed millions of posts and added warning labels to millions more. YouTube and Twitter say much the same thing. But the heat is on all of them to up their game substantially, as they increasingly face litigation, legislation, and regulation across the globe, all in one language or another, saying the equivalent of ya basta.
That's KQED's Rachel Miro in Menlo Park. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.